I was really gonna make fun of you, but I just feel bad. I feel, you know, who are you here with?
Sue and Joe.
One of them's driving home, right? Last Sunday? So you've been to all these shows so far?
Pretty much.
So, you're coming to where?
To Wilmington.
So next week. So do you get to something? I don't know. I just get on the bus. So you know Hark the Herald Angels sing?
Herald, yeah.
Yeah. So, well, you know Mary, did you know, right?
You know that you always mess it up. Whoa!
What she just said, please. Like, can you even repeat it? Do you remember what she said? You know what she said after that? She said, no, she said something between the you and that and you like it anyway. You don't get here? She said, Mom, she said, you did that one really bad. Can I enlist you to beat her up too, please? Look at her. You see that? You want to take her home? Okay, well, I'm going to do Hark the Herald Angels Sing next, and since you obviously know the words more than me, come up and sing it with me.
We were just talking about that earlier, like, how the hell does he know all these things?
Are you a little afraid right now?
No, I'm not.
You just came up here on my show and did the equivalent of put your hand over my mouth. Only I sang bad. Cuss on the family show. Just go sit down. Like, just quit now. She cussed on my family show. I apologize, ladies and gentlemen. You have to understand, you don't get this at your shows very often, do you? They're a special breed. They're a different folk, as you can tell. I'm going to try my best, Bridget, just for you, not to mess up the words for this song. But I can't make any promises.
Exactly. You could get together with the teacher and you could congratulate her later. Just submit the mail it to the woman's address that we got earlier, because I ain't gonna read it.
If you've been to a show here, but if you've never been to one of these Clay Aiken Debacle shows, raise your hand. I won't be able to see you necessarily, but if you've never been, raise your hand. I'll try to take a look. Okay, so we have a few people who've never been before. Raise your hand if you have been to one before. Raise your hand to see the difference between the people who haven't been and the people who have been are that the people who have been haven't been can follow directions. Raise your hand. People who haven't been, they got a screen. Do something. That's okay. Raise your hand again if you have been to a show. If you keep them up, keep your hands up. I'm just watching. If you're one of the people who's never been to a show before, take a look at keep your hands up. Take a look at these people who've got their hands up now, the ones who are screaming. If you've never been to a show before, take a look at these people, get a good look at what their faces look like, their hands, and these people, when the show is over, I want you to run away from them as fast as you can, because if you don't, they will have your home number, and your home address, and your email address, and your social security number, your credit card number, they'll know your children's names, your dog's names, and everything, and they, like Bridget, we'll make you drive them all the way from Minnesota to this concert. Yep. They will hook you on, latch you on to them like a Siamese twin. And they won't let go. And we're very appreciative of them for doing that, because they get you here. If you have been to a show, you'll notice there is something familiar on the stage. Mr. Jesse Vargas. Stand up, Jesse. He's extremely talented musical director. He also conducts a nod in his head extremely well. Some nights he just plays piano, but every night he makes sure that what happens on stage happens to the best of his ability. He's not held responsible for my mistakes, Bridget, so please don't be mad at him. We're extremely fortunate because Jesse has a lot of work in New York that he does, and we're able to pull him away from it around the holidays and hopefully more often to be with us. So please give Jesse a round of applause. Especially the two ladies who've sung with us for the past 3 years. Angie Fisher is out on the road with Jamie Foxx right now, and hopefully she'll join us again at some point. Kiana Parler, who's is not with us this year again, she's in Charleston, South Carolina with her newborn baby, Chamberlain, about ready to celebrate his first Christmas with him. Every year on the road when we were out for Christmas, Kiana sang an amazing song called Grown Up Christmas List, My Grown Up Christmas List. And it became, yes, she did a beautiful job. She did so great. In fact, I stole the song from her now, and I sing it myself. But the reason that I loved it, not just because she really did an amazing job and does an amazing job with everything she sings, but the words to the song are extremely pertinent. They are, speak to a lot of the stuff that's going on in our nation now, in our world, and they're extremely, extremely powerful lyrics. Song written by a friend of mine named David Foster. We're going to do that for you now. Today's Pearl Harbor Day, my mother reminded me. It's definitely a time to reflect on that tragedy, especially here in the Hampton Roads area, where there's so many servicemen and women who are served on.
Did you say Maine?
gosh. When in the South, and it may be different elsewhere, but we always did this thing every year called Hanging in the Greens in our church, where it was a ceremony. It was an evening service on Wednesday night, usually, or Sunday. Is it Wednesday night or Sunday night? I should probably get it right now. Oh, excuse me. Now, I know you ain't my mom. I don't remember seeing you at my church. Wednesday night. Sunday evening. I'm sorry. I've been saying Wednesday night the whole time. I'm going to get in trouble. Not Sunday morning. Maybe at your church. Maybe you do. You do it Sunday morning at your church. I'm so going on a tangent here. It's not where I was trying to head, but you know. What I was saying was that we did this ceremony. It's probably the same at your church, where we decorated the church in a ceremonial way. And, you know, I would walk down with the wreath and hang it up and whatnot. And of course, lots of Christmas music. And we sang, not songs like Growing Up Christmas List or Merry Christmas with Love, but, you know, stuff that came out of the hymnal. Hymnal, everyone stand and turn to page 384 as we sing, O Come, Emmanuel. And it sounded like this. A little darker than most hymns sounded. And I always kind of gravitated towards that song, and I liked it a lot because it didn't sound like a normal hymn. It has this minor key to it. It sounds really dark, which is interesting because the song is one of the most hopeful songs of all Christmas hymns. I mean, they all are really hopeful, but the message is extremely hopeful, looking forward to Christ coming and saving us and dying for our sins eventually. And so it was interesting to me that this song was always very dark. Well, it must have been interesting to another man named Stephen Curtis Chapman, because he took the song and clap for Stephen. You should still be clapping. I don't know why you stopped. Somebody check her pockets when she leaves. She might have picked something up. When Stephen Curtis Chapman decided to take the song and change the chords of it, and it made it very hopeful and very majestic, and just really gave it a completely different sound. And because of that, it has really, without question, become my very favorite Christmas song, not just to listen to every year, but to sing. So we're going to do it now. It's a different version, a little different take on it. Come, Emmanuel.
Reach on.
So we always we close the show over here the same thing, and you guys have found a lady an extremely fun audience, even though I've been insulted 17 times. You have been really good, so give yourselves a round of applause. We definitely stories to talk about on the bus later, as long as it stays running. We close the show every year with the same song, and I don't always get on a soapbox every year, but I have been getting on one this year, and I'm going to, if you'll permit me for just a second, to do that. I've had a number of really amazing opportunities over the last 3 years since we've been doing this, but two of my very favorite have been the opportunities that I've had to be involved with two extremely great organizations that do a lot of good, not just in the community and the country, but around the world. I had the privilege about 3 years ago, a little less than 3 years ago, of helping to start a foundation called the Butte Blakeley Foundation, which a number of you have helped out with in the past several years. We've done a lot of work. Our goal is to include kids with disabilities into programs with kids without disabilities, which sounds like something that should happen anyway, but we find more and more throughout the country that, yeah, it happens in schools and it happens in public programs, but private programs like summer camps and after-school programs don't often open their doors or have the ability to include kids with disabilities. So when we started working on trying to include children with disabilities into these programs, we thought this is going to be a really great for these individuals with disabilities, and we found out that was true, because of course there are massive benefits for kids with disabilities to be included in those programs. But what we found out, and what surprised us possibly more, was that kids without disabilities and those adults who volunteer and help work with us are usually the people who have the most impact placed on them, because it really is a life-changing experience to see what goes on in these programs. We had two summer camps in North Carolina, two summer camps in Kansas City. We helped start a summer camp last year just outside of Gary, Indiana, and we're continuing to try to expand those programs throughout the country this coming summer, next summer, hopefully start some after-school programs as well. And all that happens because of your support. I know a number of you have helped with fundraising campaigns that we've had, and many of you have just donated straight out to Butte Lakeland Foundation, and we do appreciate that. If you want to find out more information about the Butte Lakeland Foundation, you can go online to www.bubelaiken, B-U-B-E-L, Aiken, it's on your ticket, .org, and find out how you can become involved, whether it be volunteering or a financial contribution. You can find that out at the website. I've also had the opportunity in the past 2 years to be involved with UNICEF. And when I was in high school, I really didn't know much about UNICEF and what it did. I just knew that it was a children's organization and it worked with kids. But three trips that I've taken with UNICEF over the past 2 years, one after the tsunami of 2004, I went to Indonesia in early 2005 and saw UNICEF's work there. Went to Northern Uganda in 2005 as well with UNICEF and saw their work there, and have learned so much about this organization. It is the largest children's organization in the entire world. It has program offices in 156 countries all around the world. They're the first on the ground whenever children or women are in need of care, whether it be after a major natural disaster like the tsunami or like Hurricane Katrina. They actually work in the U.S. for that. Or whether it be a war-torn area like I witnessed in northern Uganda. Wherever children and women need access to education, nutrition, clean water, health care, or just basic safety and human rights, UNICEF is there. And it is just an absolutely amazing organization, and I've been really blessed to be a part of a very, very scary, very small part of what they do. You can find out more information about UNICEF at www.unicefusa.org, and I encourage you to check one of those two out. And if you don't want to do that, you know, this is often the time of year where people start thinking about donations to a nonprofit. If Butte Lakeland Foundation is not a passion of yours, or if UNICEF is not something that you're passionate about, I encourage you this year to find an organization. There are so many nonprofit groups throughout the country that work in your community, or your region, or your state, or your region, or or the country, or internationally, whether they be programs that deal with medical issues, child protection issues, arts programs as well. I encourage you to find one that you're passionate about and support them this year, and I will now hop off of the soapbox. And speaking of arts programs, one more time, we are going to miss them. Quite drastically tomorrow when we're not when we don't have them at other shows. Ed Walsh's orchestra, please give them another round of applause. Far northern part of the state, if not Maryland and the D.C. area. So if you live up there, check them out and go support them if you're able to. If you don't live there, support the community, the arts programs in your community. I started the community arts programs, and I think most of the people who do what I do or anything in the entertainment industry wouldn't really be here if it hadn't been for community arts programs, and they need our support all the time, too, so I encourage you to do that. Oh, crap, that's not the soapbox. Sorry. It was funny to you. She enjoyed that. You got your money's worth out of that joke right there, dude. We do this last song every year to finish out the show, because it really is sort of a, not a New Year's resolution, but it's a resolution that we ask everyone to make every year. Because around the holiday season, we start talking about we care about the people, and we give hugs, and we're sharing, and we're giving, and we're loving all season long, because that's just the spirit of December and the holiday season. But we encourage you to make a resolution for 2007 to not stop feeling that when the Christmas season is over, and instead to continue sharing that love and that joy all year long.
Just don't get so anxious, even just a little kiss to the ones you love. And don't even wait a little while, give them just a little smile. A little is enough. angel.